A lot of it's related to stress and things that are going on in people's lives.
Dr. Howard Hitzel is president and CEO of Best Self Behavioral Health. We know the holiday season can generate more stress, but for those living with mental illness, it can escalate even more difficult feelings at Christmas and New Year's.
People who aren't feeling very well, they look around them and they see everybody else in a festive mood and, you know, they're with their families and that kind of thing. And so sometimes people compare themselves to those other folks and say, well, you know, what's wrong with me and why don't I feel like that? Or, you know, why don't I have a family like other people have? And so it can be difficult for some folks.
But the holiday season does not necessarily mean suicides increase. In fact, according to the Center for Disease Control, the suicide rate has been the lowest in December. Still, the time of year can increase depression and anxiety. We asked Hitzel about the mental health crisis, and he noted there has always been mental illness. But in modern day times, it has become more of an open topic, and he has seen an increase among children at younger ages.
The sooner we can intervene with young people that are having difficulties, the better off we'll be. That really helping people identify difficulties in children at younger ages and also giving parents skills to help them be of help to their children is really important.
Hitzel tells us he is encouraged by the great conversation and acknowledgement now occurring around the topic of mental health and mental illness. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.